Boy.
Hip-hop nation.
Hip-hop nation.
Commercial.
Hip-hop hits.
Period.
New York City, York City. You are now rattling, now rattling.
Calls are happy, truth is in the book.
Whoa! That sparkling water is out of control. I'm trying to blast all over the car. I don't want a lime-flavored car, so I can't have that. I accidentally bought a lime-flavored sparkling water, and that'll be all right, but lime is not really what I was after. They have lemon and they have orange. I was trying to get orange, and then just like, it's on the bottom row of the vending machine. So I accidentally ended up getting lime. Because I couldn't really see the bottom row real well. It's a long way away. It's down there. It's real low.
I play screen on faction.
Wonder if Carmack's bummed out. You know, he just more or less got drummed out of the company he founded by the guys that bought it. The thing that he's doing now just got bought again by some other big company. And, you know, at some point a guy like that probably looks at anything he's doing and goes like, you know, I'm not going to be doing this forever. Like, he's not going to be a lifer anywhere. He'll travel where the opportunities seem interesting and the problems seem worth solving. Right? Guy that smart. So. He probably looks at everything as just like, you know, whatever's going to let me fund this crazy space stuff. Sounds good to me. Near term, it buys Oculus some time to get it right before they put it out, instead of having, you know, investors that are a little more short-sighted, probably breathing down their neck and wanting a return on their investments, and probably looking at that first dev kit and going, fuck man, sell that, just sell that, let's make a bunch of money, sell it, let's make a bunch of money, come on, let's get a bunch of money. Like, no, this is not the thing. Next dev kit is the thing. So it probably gives them more short-term control over what they're doing, because they don't have to worry about that shit anymore. Just the long-term plan of like, okay, like, now you need to bring this device to market, like, all right, Facebook, put this thing out, help us make and manufacture and distribute this thing for a reasonable price, supply chains and all that sort of stuff.
That was youth of today, stabbed in the back. Well, every generation's youth thinks they were stabbed in the back, you know? Just gotta make the best of your life. And 7 seconds.
Yeah, I heard something was up with Oculus last week. Just, this was not the company that was attached to that, so it's kind of surprising. But yeah, when you got Palmer Luckey out there kind of right off the bat answering people saying like, hey, keep in mind that we had to take investment rounds and didn't have full control of the company at all anyway, so... You know, when he's leading with that, that makes it sound like that they probably did have investor pressure to cut corners and just like... start selling something and all that. So, at some point, maybe it is worth it to get all that shit off your back. Yeah, the idea is too big for a small company like Oculus to control it forever, so it makes sense that at some point they would get bought. This is just, all of it was a lot earlier than I would have thought. I bit the inside of my mouth real hard while I was eating a sandwich today. That was, it's problematic. I'm not a fan.
You know, on the radio for Alan Hunter on Classic Rewind, which you can make more to your liking if you have SiriusXM Internet Radio. My SiriusXM lets you get more of what you like by clicking on the My button in the upper right-hand corner of the web player of the app. Let us know what you prefer. Like, maybe more of the 80s and beyond songs, or more of the next five songs, starting with Van Halen.
This just kind of sounds like that other Capital City song. Oh. song is so terrible. The song had the hits.
No melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You bet I can't wait. You bet I down to the point, no faking. Cooking them seeds like a pound of bacon. Burning them, being quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0. My rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No. Did you stop?
I kept on. Pursuing to the next stop. I bust 11, I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
This one of me.
Wearing less than bikinis, rocking lovers, driving like bikinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Jake with the gate and Vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because I'm full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells. Falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away from the jack to jack.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They had me up, running all the dope beats. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ performs it.
It's a weird... It's the song... It's a weird place for some gun raps. Foggy, can't even see the bridge from here.
Neil Lally, Simon, slap into Sirius XM 90s on 9. Ooh, yeah.
No. I feel like their Bad Macho Man kind of soured me on the whole station. For a little while here. Oh, God, no. Until Monday, when I can hear 50 Cent's town hall meeting. What does 50 have to say? He's so crazy. I guess we gotta go to the phone, man, because this is... It's bumming me out.
Thank you.
not real thrilled with the stuff that's on my phone still. It's just that music's just not working out for me. Stuff makes me wonder what Valve is doing with VR, really. Because at what point are they just like the only truly crazy ones left that are just like, fuck it, we got all this money. We'll do whatever. Or nothing. Or everything. I don't know. Thank you. $1 billion, man. Or $400 million in cash and some stock, really. Either way, it's a number that's hard to process. You know, it's a lot of fucking money. I wonder, yeah, you know, at some point you start to wonder, like, is this VR stuff really going to even work out this time? Like, it's awesome. You know, I haven't tried it and stuff. Like, it's really fun. It's neat. But will it ever catch on in a mainstream way? Like, these are still really big bets that are getting placed. You know, even just Sony getting in and developing these prototypes and stuff is not cheap. You know, let alone forming a company like Oculus, let alone having that company get bought for that amount of money. You know, it raises the stakes on this stuff in a really crazy way that, you know, I guess it had to get there eventually. You know, there was enough excitement around it that, you know, you saw big companies getting in, and, you know, it's kind of as soon as Sony's out there going, hey, we're doing this. At some point, it's like, okay, well, if this is going to be that big of a deal, then we better make sure that we got a piece of it, so we better go out and buy Oculus. You know, we better go out and, like, figure out what can we do. Can we build our own thing? Is it early enough for us to build stuff? Or is anything for sale? You know, the companies that want to get a piece of that action or, you know, feel that that's a smart bet to place. It's like Sony buying Gaikai for $380 million or whatever it was. You know, that's a lot of money for technology that has always seemed shaky. It might go nowhere. Those decisions just get made by people that are playing on such a crazy play field with so much money on it. Like, what is $2 billion really to a company like Facebook? But yeah, I mean, you know, the technology is too expensive, like, to make a mainstream thing, which is kind of what needs to happen for that stuff. You know, it's too big for, like, an independent company, a small company like Oculus to be, like, really leading the charge forever. You know, it's one of those things where if they don't sell the company, then at some point they either have to cut corners to make their investors happy, or just, you know, someone else steps in and goes like, hey, we're way better funded, and we made this technology, you know, someone like Valve, somebody like that, and at some point you're like, okay, well, all that matters is one of them takes off, and the content will be available for all of them, but I don't know. I guess on some level it's like, you know, congratulations to Facebook for spending its amazing amount of money on cool shit instead of bullshit. Central Marin Police. That doesn't... It's like, what is that? It's not quite a sheriff. But you oversee more than just, like, San Rafael? I don't... It's, like, jurisdictionally strange to me, this police car next to me. Arlo Guthrie at the Marin Center. But yeah, it's definitely one of those things that you know, you look at this Facebook thing and just think like, well, yeah. You start thinking about all those other applications for VR and the societal ramifications of something like that once it gets good enough, and it makes sense. But it's just, you know, it's been nice to think of those things as strictly gaming devices and not like, oh, Google's gonna have to make one eventually so that, so that some stuff can happen and all that. You know, it's just not... I don't know. Now it's starting to rain, so yeah. Got some phone calls to return as soon as I get home. And it's raining. And that's what, and $2 billion. Valve is worth. You know, them conceivably being a company that could make something like an Oculus Rift. You know, maybe they don't have the talent to do it. Maybe they do. I don't really know. They're obviously working on their stuff or whatever, but makes you think. So Valve has its store and all that other stuff. It's game IPs and stuff, and potentially some kind of VR thing. At some point, everyone's just limited by the realities of screens of that size and resolution and, you know, the costs of getting them in bulk and, yeah. It's a lot of hard fucking problems, I guess. Yeah, what's Valve worth? 10 billion? 20 billion? At some point, those numbers just don't even, they're not, it's not real anymore. You know? I can understand $50. I can understand $1,000. I can understand $1 million. I can understand what that roughly means in terms of what would you get for $1 million? You know, what would we get for that? If you had $1 million, what could you get? That, you know, I can understand, wrap my mind around those numbers. But a billion, I don't even know what is that? What is $1 billion? wonder who owned what in that company, like what the percentages were for a guy like Paul Merlucky as he's come out of it with a billion of that between the cash and paper, cash and stock. Personally, or is it, or how's it split up? Investors, like whatever else there is. Huh. Wonder how long he has to hold, or everyone, wonder how long all those people, like, have to hold that stock, like what the, what that stock is like, restricted, or I don't know the terms at some point, don't know enough about that shit to really parse some of that stuff, I guess, but investments, you know? It's very insightful. Investments, you know? You gotta put that money in to get that money out, you know what I'm saying? Investments. I guess that shit better catch on now. Wonder what Microsoft's doing. What sort of Kinect-enabled headset can we expect to see? God, that'd be bad. You know, if it was one of those things where they're just like relying on the Kinect to do most of the work. Trying to make something that's a little more a little lighter, a little less expensive as an add-on or something. I don't know. I wonder if you can tell that that's like kind of what they're thinking they could do, because like they put out that stereo headset thing and it's just a headset. There's no microphone on it. For Xbox One, because, you know, they were all operating under this, like, notion of, like, well, the Kinect picks up your voice, as if that's, like, an acceptable experience that anyone wants to do. So they put out that stereo headset thing without any kind of headset on it, or without any kind of microphone on it. But I feel like this is a situation where we're not done seeing people try to step into this market, right? This market hasn't even really started yet. So, you know it's going to be more than Sony, Valve, and Oculus, or Facebook, I guess, in there. I mean, you know Google's going to try something. Or they must already be trying something. Because that's what they do. They try stuff. You know, does a company like Samsung have interest in this sort of thing? Probably. You know, like, do the TV manufacturers get into it a little bit, thinking that, like, it's going to be the thing for TV, you know, for TV owners are going to want to have this kind of display experience, and, you know, if they're approaching it from, like, a non-gaming thing, does Microsoft think about it from more than just a gaming perspective and think about it from a, you know, PC hardware perspective, too, or... Yeah, it's just a lot of different weird directions it could go. But yeah, and you know, you have to assume at some point that Google could step into this at any moment, and that Microsoft will almost certainly get suckered into this stuff. Whether their stuff's any good or not, I mean, who knows? It could be great, but at some point it's like, well, if Sony's in, and if there is a market for gaming on this, we would be losing out to not have a device that can take advantage of the work that is already being done on some of these third-party games. If that market gets big enough, then they look out of step if they don't have an equivalent. If there's a real market for it, if it's like 3D stuff where, you know, like Sony at one point was like, 3D in video games, we've got support in the firmware, it's good stuff. Make it happen. Whereas, like, with Microsoft, they didn't support it on the hardware and the firmware really that much. It was more just individual games could support it if they so chose. And maybe that's... I don't know. It's not exactly a one-to-one comparison, but... there are ways for this to go. They ain't even opened the book of virtual reality, Mark II, yet, you know? I don't think I'm going to buy the second revision of the Oculus dev kit. Looks cool, but I bought that first one and didn't really use it a lot. I think I'm going to wait until there's content there before getting any more of this stuff, you know? Just don't really need it. Just not really using it, that first one. And Oh yeah, we got some cool noise. It's coming up on random. This track's called Engine Room Drone. It's a pretty dope cut. What kind of hardware is required to run VR devices? Well, I mean, you're kind of, you know, you're running two reduced resolution screens. You're basically, you know, right now they're trying to create one kind of contiguous 1080p screen in your face. And so they'll do that with two screens of a lower resolution. And have to get a certain amount of frame rate per eye for it to work. Basically, what does that mean? Like 60 frames per eye for a 30 frame image? Is that how that works? Is it like 3D that way? I don't know. I'm lost on some of the numbers, honestly. I think that Sony kit was like two, what is it, like 960 by 1080 screens? Is that what that was? So it just has to be able to drive those. It's not that out of hand, really. You know, eventually, I mean, it's one of those things where as the technology gets better, I mean, you want the best resolution possible when you're getting that close to your face. Because it just gets that much easier to see the individual pixels and stuff, so. So there's that. But yeah, you know, it's not super intense, you know, depending on what you're doing with it, you know, depending on the graphics you're trying to display. That stuff can be pretty lightweight. Alright. Well, I'm gonna go get to the bottom of this virtual reality thing. Or I'm going to go play the Diablo expansion. One or the other. So, see y'all later.